We're going to continue the hour by talking about one of the great local nonprofit organizations in our community, one of my personal favorites, I think my personal favorite period, and that is Skajaja. Skajaja Fund provides scholarships for students in the schools that are participating or want to participate in extracurricular activities. They also provide meaningful service opportunities for the kids to get out there and engage with the community and help build a stronger Chapel Hill Carborough for everyone. You can see their imprint in various places all over town. It's a terrific organization that's been around for a while and raised a lot of money and helped a lot of kids achieve their dreams that they otherwise wouldn't be able to. Skajaja.org is their website, skjaja.org, to find out more about that great organization. But we are joined today by the new executive director of Skajaja, Karen Kalafatis. Karen, thank you so much for being with us today. Good morning.
Good morning. Thank you so much for having me.
And this conversation presented by Skajaja, and again, skajaja.org is the website to get full details. So tell us about yourself. What's your background? How do you come to Skajaja?
Yeah, well, I've spent the last 25 years as a nonprofit leader, performing artist, and teacher. I believe there is nothing more important than helping young people fulfill their potential, and that's how I've spent the last years of my life. First at City Year, which is a national service organization out of Boston, now International Service Organization, later Harvard University, also out of Boston, and produced music festivals for families and children, one of the largest in the country called Kids Really Rock.
Nice.
Out of Boston, yeah. And of
course, how did you get into all that in the first place?
Oh, gosh. Great question. Well, I graduated from UNC Chapel Hill, I should say that, go Heels, and moved to New York City and was an actress and musical theater actress for about 6 years, and at some point decided that I wanted to spend my time spending time with family, first of all. The holidays with family were important to me.
Of course.
Making a difference in kids' lives in some other ways through the arts. So moved to Boston and started my career in nonprofit development work and later management. Yeah.
Awesome. How did you get connected with Skajaja?
A friend from UNC texted and said, there's this amazing opportunity and it looks like it has your name all over it. Would you consider applying? This is my friend. Charlotte White, the founder, is my friend.
Yep.
And so I applied. And the rest, as they say, is history.
Awesome. Charlotte White, the founder, is everybody's friend.
White is everybody's friend. That is true. And now mine. So
I was speaking with Karen Kalafatis, new executive director of Skajaja. You've been on the job for a month or so?
3 months.
3 months now.
Aaron.
Oh, man.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Time flies. Yeah. I've been thinking this year has been going so slow, and then every so often I'll get this reminder that, oh, no, it's been going quite fast.
It is.
How has it been going for you?
It's been great. And yes, this whole time warp, right, it's fascinating. Suddenly things are just moving at lightning speed, it feels like, and in Technicolor. It's been wonderful. My family moved back to North Carolina. This is my birthplace, and my family is originally from Greensboro. But we moved back just before the pandemic. So it's been really wonderful to be working in my own community and finally out meeting people in my own community and working in partnership with so many community partners and leaders around Chapel Hill Carborough who are doing similar work and, as you said, building a stronger community.
Again, the Skajaja is a great organization that kind of focuses on providing opportunities for kids who want to participate in extracurricular activities. How has that changed and how has it not changed in the last, couple of years, but just in the last few months for you as we're kind of navigating out of the pandemic and some of those opportunities are opening back up again for kids who want to do that in person?
Yeah, that's a great question and actually one that I had when I started. Like everyone else, we're really happy that things are opening back up again in a safe way. And we anticipate being able to not only get back to the work that we did before the pandemic, right, but to do it better and stronger. We're also working in partnership with schools to provide enrichment opportunities in schools, which is a different model from what we've done before. Like other nonprofits, we have shifted and pivoted, and we're finding through our partnerships with schools that they will benefit from some in-school joyful enrichment activities, and so will the kids. Mainly kids and families for whom extracurriculars are still difficult. Many kids and families are still dealing with the layers of trauma of this pandemic and the racial reckoning that's still happening in our country. And if we can provide support in schools as well as out, we're here to do it. So for example, we have a performing artist coming to perform at an elementary school and do some teaching artist work. We're excited about that. And now as things start to open up and we move towards summer, we do a lot of work and provide a lot of opportunities for camps in summertime. So we're already building towards funding summer camps.
Speaking again with Karen Kalafatis, Gajajas, the organization, skjaja.org is the website for information and ways that you can contribute and donate and get involved. How can folks support Gajaja and your efforts best?
The best way to support us right now, honestly, is, you know, 'tis the season of giving, and we, like a lot of nonprofits, are looking towards the end of our calendar year. If folks can go to skjaja.org, if you can spell it, it's skjaja.org. We rely on the support of this community to fund these extracurriculars and opportunities for kids and these group opportunities at schools, and are so grateful for everybody's support.
And again, skjaja.org is the website. Get full details and donate there. Speaking with Karen Kalafatis, and as we wrap up, anything else that folks need to know about you, about Skjaja, about ways that they can help out as we get into the end of the year and the start of the spring?
Yeah, I think I would say, you know, we are an organization that's committed to building community. If you're someone looking for volunteer opportunities or for give back opportunities, even with your kids, if you have kids or young people in your life, please do reach out. Go to our website and reach out, because we have lots of service days planned for the spring in partnership with schools and organizations around town, and lots of other opportunities where you can get involved and we can work together to build a stronger Chapel Hill Carborough.
Skjaja.org, the website, SKJAJA. Karen Kalafatis, thank you so much for being with us today.
Thank you, Aaron.